During the Second World War, Norway was occupied, and the royal family had to leave the country and live in exile for 5 years. In 1944, the Isle of Man had a visit from the Norwegian Crown Prince Olav. He later said the experience felt like going home. This documentary about his visit is produced by Norwegian student Rondi Lundi.
Dette London.
In the early morning of April the 9th, 1940, German soldiers invaded Norway. The gunners at Osgeborg Fortress outside Oslo fired on the leading ship, the Blücher. Within 2 hours, the ship, unable to manoeuvre in the narrow fjord, was sunk with about 600 men. The threat from the fortress delayed the rest of the naval invasion group long enough for the royal family and parliament to be evacuated, along with the national treasury. Despite the strength of the German invaders and the lack of air support, the Norwegian armed forces, together with British, French and Polish forces, kept up an organised military resistance for 2 months. King Haakon, Crown Prince Olaf and the Norwegian government were forced to leave from Tromsø on the 7th of June to continue the fight in exile from London. In Norway, there was mounting civil resistance. People would secretly listen to the broadcasts from London to hear news and be encouraged by the sound of their king's voice urging them to be strong and resistant.
Dette er London. I dager som disse er det sikkert mange i Norge som tenker på hvordan stemningen der kan være hjemme. Holder nervene, eller begynner man å ta på moten?
The Norwegian government took out leases on flats in Kingston House North to serve as headquarters for its offices. Among the users were military and public offices and agencies such as the Royal Norwegian Air Force, the National Defence Staff, the Central Bank of Norway, the Shipping and Trading Mission, ministries and the Norwegian Broadcasting Corporation. During the war and the occupation, King Haakon played a role as a participant in the continuing processes and as a symbol of national unity. His famous no to the German and Quisling demands in April 1940 was an important statement. The king would not be forced to appoint the Nazi politician Vidkun Quisling as prime minister. He told the government, "The decision is yours, but if you choose to accept the German demands, I must abdicate, for I cannot appoint Quisling as Prime Minister." From its exile in London, the government represented the power of the Norwegian state without any parliament at its side. It attended, as far as possible, to protect national interests. King Haakon's motto was, "Everything for Norway." In a speech on London radio on the 8th of July 1940, he made it clear that he would not abdicate. His son, Crown Prince Olaf, was born in 1903, and at the age of 36 in 1939, he had the rank of General in the Army and Admiral in the Navy. He was also an Olympic athlete, winning a 1928 gold medal for sailing. When his country was invaded by Germany, he offered to stay in Norway. After the advice of government, he followed his father to England, where he played a key role in building the Norwegian armed forces. Separated from his wife, his children, and his people, Crown Prince Olaf took over his father's duties and became commander of the Norwegian armed forces from June 1944 to July 1945. In 1944, he paid a visit to the Isle of Man.
Roger Sims, Librarian Archivist, Manx National Heritage Library. We're very fortunate in having a photographic record of the visit of Crown Prince Olaf of Norway between Wednesday the 6th and Friday the 8th of September 1944. He arrived on the island, obviously, by plane, and you can see from some of the photographs here that the photographs were taken both in flight and when he landed, and throughout his days on the Isle of Man. In fact, the photographs were presented to the Norwegian Information Office in London for publicity purposes and taken by one of their photographers.
Why did he come to the Isle of Man?
He visited the island principally to visit and inspect Norwegian troops who were here for training, who would later join the war effort and were obviously seconded or whatever to the British Army.
The selection of pictures you have here in the museum, you've got plenty of pictures. What can they tell us about his visit?
They tell us everything, effectively, about the visit from his flight to the Isle of Man from London, on board an RAF plane. It tells us he landed at RAF Jerby at 11:30 in the morning of Wednesday the 6th of September. He was welcomed by the governor, Earl Granville, inspecting a guard of honour, visiting the Manx Museum in Douglas, where he was introduced to the collections and toured by Deemster Farrant, the chairman of the museum trustees. And he was accompanied also on visits to Castle Rushen, to Tynwald Hill, and around the island, including, of course, his fascination with steam trains. And he's looking at one of our Manx trains passing through a level crossing in the south of the island.
Did he ever come back to the Isle of Man?
Yes, he returned to the island in August 1979 when he visited between the 2nd and the 7th of August of that year, of course it being millennium year for the island. He visited on board his royal yacht, the Norge. He attended the Royal Manx Agricultural Show, a junior Tynwald presentation, and reviewed the Manx fishing and sailing fleets. And throughout his visit, His Majesty was, of course, the guest of the Governor and Lady Paul at Government House, where he, in fact, honoured guests at a state banquet.
Do you think that these pictures can tell us anything about Crown Prince Olaf's personality?
Well, one interesting thing is that he is obviously taking an interest in what is around him and seems particularly fascinated by the Manx Museum. It's rather interesting also, and of course there were different days, that almost in most of the photographs outside that were taken outside during his visit, he is smoking. very visibly smoking, untipped cigarettes. I'm not sure what that says about his personality, but he certainly enjoyed smoking.
It seems like maybe that the days he enjoyed here on the Isle of Man might have been a break away from the horrors of the war.
I think that's very true. We mustn't forget the traumatic circumstances that brought the Crown Prince and his father, the King, out of Norway when the Germans invaded that country.
I know that you have actually shared these pictures with a member of the royal family in Norway.
We did indeed. The visit by the King and Queen of Norway, during which they opened the sound centre on behalf of Manx National Heritage, we produced an album of photographs of the visit of Olaf, the present king's father, and presented it to His Majesty and the Queen. And I understand from sources at Government House that in fact they were thrilled to receive the album. They had no photographs themselves of Olaf's visit here in 1944. And I understand that they very proudly show their friends and members of the family the photographs that we gave them through Manx National Heritage.
Eva Kane lived in the Haustrake Hotel in Onchan during the Second World War, and her mother was an expert at working the black market. This was just as well, because the Haustrake was much in demand for its catering, especially when it came to an important royal guest.
The Onchan camp at that time was being run for not internees, but detainees. And these were the likes of the Norwegians who had escaped from Norway and had come into the British Isles. Because they were mainly Norwegian, we had a visit from the Crown Prince of Norway, Crown Prince Olaf, as he was then. He actually became king afterwards. Because we used to do dances in Haustrake Hotel for the soldiers of the camp, the officers came up to us and asked us, would we do a special luncheon party for the Crown Prince of Norway? Which, of course, we said, oh, we would be delighted to do this meal. And just as the Crown Prince and the Governor, Earl Granville, were coming out of Government House to come down to us, Earl Granville fell flat on his face in a muddy puddle outside Government House. So the Crown Prince said, oh, you must go back in to get cleaned up. And Earl Granville said, oh, I can't do that because we have promised to be at Haustrake at a certain time because the Canes have got a very big wedding on. So the two officers, the police officers, were sent down in advance to Haustrake to ask us to have cleaning materials ready to clean up Earl Granville, who was coming down covered in mud. We were introduced to the Crown Prince, who thanked us for doing this special meal for them. Later, many years later, when the Crown Prince revisited the island for the millennium, he asked to be introduced once more to anyone he had met on his first visit as Crown Prince. Hmm. But now, of course, he was king. And we were taken to Government House and we were introduced once more to King Olaf. It was a wonderful honour to be introduced once more to the Crown Prince, now King.
After Germany's defeat, Crown Prince Olaf was the first member of the royal family to return to Norway. He was greeted by an unprecedented number of liberated Norwegians in Oslo. For his services during the Second World War and his strong commitment to the Norwegian people during the 5 years of occupation, Olaf became much loved and admired by his people. He became King of Norway in 1957 and died on the 17th of January in 1991, having served his and his father's motto well: everything for Norway.
You have been listening to a documentary about the Norwegian Crown Prince Olav's visit to the Isle of Man during the Second World War. The programme was produced by Rondi Lundi and presented by Bob Harrison.